Update: Mitch McConnell under care inpatient rehabilitation facility. By Wendell Hasebo on March 22, 2023. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, will remain under care at an inpatient rehabilitation facility with no known timetable for his release after he suffered a rib fracture and concussion. McConnell, 81, was discharged from hospital in mid-March on receiving treatment for tripping at a reception and private dinner at a Washington, D.C. hotel hosted by the Senate Leadership Fund. According to his office, McConnell continues to undergo physical therapy to improve his physical wellness. It's unknown when he might be ready to return to his vigorous Senate responsibilities. McConnell is doing very well, everything on track, political adviser Josh Holmes told NBC News after he spent a few hours with him today. I believe he spoke with a few colleagues on the phone prior to me getting there, Holmes added. McConnell's injuries may take some time to heal. Wade S. Smith, chief of the neurovascular division at the University of California at San Francisco, told the Washington Post the injuries suffered may cause lingering symptoms. Concussion is a common problem that can cause lingering symptoms for a while, he said. If you have ever had a concussion, you know that getting back to normal may take some time. He added McConnell's rib fracture could be extraordinarily painful for weeks, noting he had no knowledge of McConnell's particular physical condition. First elected in 1984, McConnell became the longest-serving Senate party leader in history after winning January's re-election as Senate GOP leader. 10 defectors opposed his re-election, the first votes ever against McConnell. During McConnell's tenure, the nation has passed through challenges. The national debt has increased more than $20 trillion. Illegal immigration has persisted. Real wages have remained stagnant. Obamacare was enacted in 2010. Big banks were bailed out in 2008. Social media companies have silenced individuals without repercussions. Dr. Anthony Fauci has remained unaccountable for allegedly lying to Congress twice. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.